This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Monday, August 7th, 2006. You haven't heard from us in quite a while, or from me at least, in quite a while, for 5 days. I have spent the last 5 days in Charlottesville, Virginia, visiting my father and visiting wineries. The boyfriend and I were able to visit 14 different wineries and taste a lot of wine, and we each bought a case of wine. All different bottles from different wineries, but it ended up being a case total. I bought a case and he bought a case, so that was an awful lot of wine. But let me tell you about this trip. We decided to go to do the Monticello Wine Trail in Charlottesville. Let me adjust this microphone. I'm using the Madonna headset tonight, using the iRiver because I'm sitting on the couch because I'm so fucking tired. Anyway, so, yes, we went to Charlottesville to visit my father and wineries, and we visited 14 wineries. I'm repeating myself already. Of course, this was like the hottest weather we've had, so the temperature, I think, one day was 101, and the next day it was 102, and then it dropped down to 98, and then finally by Friday it dropped down to... It was in the high 80s, like 88, 89, something like that. But anyway, let's see, what did we do? Well, the first day we went to two wineries and then went to my father's house. And I'm sure I've talked about my father before, but my father is 75 years old and very stuck in his ways and very, he's just like an old man kind of thing. First of all, being as old as he is, he doesn't get that hot. So his air conditioning in his house is set at like 82 degrees. And of course, the boyfriend and I were dying of heat while we were there. It wasn't too bad when we were just like around the house, but this, the guest bedroom that he has, for some reason, doesn't get much air conditioning to begin with. And then when you have it set at 82 and it's 100 degrees outside, it's very hot in that room. So when we, the very first night, we were absolutely drenched with sweat the whole night trying to sleep, and it was just miserable. My father wanted the door closed because his kitty cat would get in and wake us up and so forth. So, one, the air conditioning was set at 82. Two, it was 100 and some degrees outside. Three, the door is closed. It was like a fucking sauna in that bedroom. We were miserable. I was able to fall asleep, but... the boyfriend was not, and when he woke up at about, I don't know, maybe he didn't even fall asleep, but he woke me up about 2 o'clock in the morning, and my head was absolutely drenched with sweat. He was like, you're sleeping, but you're sweating while you're sleeping, and it was weird, because I was totally soaking wet, so I got up and opened the door and turned the air conditioning down, because I was just miserable. Well, we both were miserable. So that first night, we didn't sleep very well. And then the next day, my father asked, you know, well, how'd you sleep last night? And I told him, I said, it was hot. We were very hot. And he said, oh, well, that room doesn't get much air conditioning. And I was comfortable. I'm like, well, Daddy, I am Daddy. Like I'm a little kid. That's what I call my father, Daddy. Not for any one reason, just because I called him Daddy. So anyway, so he said, well, tonight I'll turn the air conditioning down and you can leave the door open. So the next night was a little bit better, but it was still such a hot day. We were still miserable. But then by the third night, when the temperature had dropped a little bit and I controlled the air conditioning and put it down to like 74, we were much more comfortable. So anyway, that's the one thing my dad is like stuck in his ways about the air conditioning. And then he's really weird about like his sleeping habits. Like he goes to bed at 9, well, which I hate to say is kind of like me, but he goes to bed about 9:30. And then he wakes up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And he gets up and he, you know, plays on his computer and he reads the newspaper and he watches CNN. And, well, and the thing about watching CNN, he's got this, because my father is basically deaf. You have to, like, scream to talk to him. But he's got this set of headphones that my brother got for him that is like a wireless set of headphones so that he can listen to the TV through the headphones. Well, so the whole time he was watching TV while we were there, he had the TV volume completely turned off, and he was only listening to the TV through his headphones, so it was like silent in the room. But anyway, I was talking about his sleeping habits. He gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he just, you know, puts around. He drinks coffee and reads the newspaper and watches CNN and plays with the cat and stuff. Well, then around about 8 o'clock in the morning, he decides to take a nap. So he goes, 8 o'clock in the morning, he's taking a nap. He goes back to bed and lays down for like 2 more hours, or he falls asleep on the couch watching the TV for like an hour and a half or whatever. So you have to like, it's not really like you have to tiptoe around being quiet, but you like, you don't want to wake him up. So, I mean, it was just hilarious. And then the other thing with the coffee, drinking coffee, my father drinks coffee all day long. And then he wonders why he can't sleep for more than 6 hours a night or something like that. He will get up and make a pot of coffee at 4 o'clock in the morning, make another pot, around, I guess after his nap, around 9 o'clock or maybe 10 o'clock in the morning. And then like starting around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he switches to decaf, and it's not, he doesn't brew it. It ends up being like, you know, I don't drink coffee, so I don't really know. But I think it's the kind that's freeze-dried or whatever. You know, you put a spoonful in your cup and you add water and you stir it up. That's what he starts drinking around 3 o'clock. And he drinks that for the rest of the day, too. He doesn't drink anything else. He has no bottled water in his house. I've never seen him drink a glass of water. He doesn't drink alcohol. He doesn't drink Coke or anything, he does drink some juice in the morning, but basically his diet consists of coffee, those Chips Ahoy cookies, and what else does he eat? Well, those are the only two things I saw him eat, coffee and cookies. And his house has absolutely no food, no food whatsoever. So, like, the boyfriend and I were thinking about, well, what can we have for breakfast? Because there's nothing in here. So we had to go grocery shopping, and we went to the food line that's close to his house and ended up, I almost spent like $100 buying groceries, like, you know, some eggs and some bread and condiments, and I bought some Coke, and we bought some bottled water, and some stuff for us to take on our wine tour, some cheeses, and we got some chicken to bake and so forth. But anyway, so we stocked his refrigerator with foods and stuff, and got him some stuff, you know, that he likes to eat too, the cookies, and he likes this Total cereal. So I guess he does eat cereal, but he didn't eat cereal the whole time we were there. So then we were able to have something to eat the next morning. And the next morning, the boyfriend decided he was going to, he became the cook the whole week, the whole time we were there. And he made scrambled eggs that had like ham in them. And my father loved them. So I'm thinking, why doesn't he cook for himself? But it's like too much time. It takes, of course, this man is retired and he has absolutely nothing to do. But he complains that it takes too much time to cook. So everything's got to be done in the microwave. Oh, and he had this, like a stack of these microwave breakfasts, like Aunt Jemima or Hungry Jack, or I don't know what they are. But, you know, microwave breakfasts that come with a little chunk of scrambled eggs, a hash brown, and some sausage or bacon or something. And he had probably 5 or 6 of those, so he probably eats those for breakfast too. But, like, no meat. He didn't have any meat in his house. Nothing. No hamburger, no steak, no chicken, nothing in his house. So we had to get him, well, not that he would eat it, but really more for us to cook to take on the winery things. So that's my father, the way he is. He's just so funny. The whole going to bed thing. And here's the other thing, too. I think I mentioned this on the podcast before we went. My father has dial-up computer. So everything takes forever. Like, plus he has a really old computer. I think his computer's at least 3 to 4 years old. So he turns on the computer, walks away, goes to make a cup of coffee and, you know, do whatever. And he comes back, and then he has to start up the dial-up thing because it's not like, he doesn't have AOL, but he has like a dial-up ISP that it has to dial into, which is so antiquated, I think. I'm trying to remember the last time I had dial-up. It has to be at least 6 years ago, and then I got rid of it. But anyway, so it's not like I can check any of my websites that I like to check, you know, the Mac websites or any of the blogs or anything, because they're all, like, graphic-intensive or have photos and stuff, and they would take for fucking ever to load. So I gave up, like, in the first 15 minutes on his computer and pulled out my laptop in hopes of someone living around him would have a wireless connection. And sure enough, there were. There were probably, like, four or five, but let's say there was five. I think there was five. But four of those five were password protected, so they were smart. But the one person who didn't have it password protected, I think lives across the street from him. He lives, I should clarify, my father kind of lives out in the boonies. He doesn't really live in the town, in the city of Charlottesville. He lives out in a different county that's kind of rural. Not really rural, but definitely farther out there. But he lives in the one housing development in this county. So he's got, like, public water and stuff. And there is obviously cable and satellite and broadband internet, but he doesn't have it. So I was able to connect to, I think, the people across the street and check my email. At least the connection wasn't the greatest. Like, if I had taken my laptop outside and, like, sat on the front porch or something, I could have probably had a better connection. But I didn't want them to know I was stealing their stealing their internet connection. So anyway, I was able to check email and check a couple websites, but I didn't post anything, of course. And of course, the boyfriend was able to check his email too. And then my father. The interesting thing is, I'm showing my laptop to my father, and I'm showing him, because, you know, I just got the MacBook a couple months ago, and I was showing him all the features. And oh, and that reminds me, he and I recorded a little movie using the EyeSight camera built into the MacBook. So I'll be posting that probably, oh gosh, tomorrow or Wednesday. I'm not sure. Look this week for a video of my father. Oh, actually, I have two videos because, well, I'll tell you about that in a minute. But anyway, so, like the third day we were there, my father decides that he wants to, he has a blog, but he doesn't want people to know that it's him, so it's totally anonymous. But he wants to have his own website because he read in the newspaper, in the Washington Post, that people are making money with the AdSense and the Google ads and the Amazon ads that they place on their website. So he wants to have his own website. Well, because he currently has a free blog through, I don't know, I think it's Blogster or Blogstar. I'm not sure what it is. But it's not a very interesting topic, and I don't think that he would generate a lot of traffic to his website. He was very proud of himself because he said, well, I've been doing this since, like, January, and I've gotten 1,200 hits. And I said, well, Daddy, I've been doing my my podcast for a year and 4 months or something like that, and I've gotten 23,000 hits. And right now, I think it is. So then he wasn't too happy with with the progress of his blog. So I was trying to explain to him that the only way that those people are making money with the ads is through click-throughs, that people actually have to click on the ads to make you know, whatever it is, 2 cents or whatever. But the other point, too, is that I told him that you have to have a certain kind of content that would drive people to your site. If you have an extremely obscure topic that you specialize in, the chances of you getting, you know, 1,000 hits a day is pretty rare. And I think generally you would need 800 to 1,000 hits a day to generate any kind of income. And even at that, I don't think it would be enough to live on. Not that he's looking at that, but he's just looking at ways to generate money. So anyway, so I helped him set up move his blog over to Blogger, because Blogger is, it seems like it's easier to do the AdSense thing on Blogger because it's, you know, it's got a little link on there that shows you how to do it. And I thought it was simple enough that he could read through it and figure it out himself. If he actually goes through with it and keeps the blog, I have no idea, but I'll keep, you know, I was able to using the laptop with the stealing the broadband internet connection, set up his blog, and move all of his entries or posts so far over to his to this new blog. And he was just absolutely amazed. Like, how do you do that so fast? I said, well, Daddy, it's all about the connection. You have to have a broadband connection for this to make any sense. I mean, for you to be able to do anything productively. So anyway, he was very pleased with that. Well, so we fooled with that, like, I don't even remember how, what the day it was. But anyway, then the next day, his focus has totally changed. He's done with the website. Oh, well, here's the other thing about the website that got him discouraged. I explained to him that Blogger is fine, but, you know, the best way to do it is to have your own domain name. And to have your own domain name, you need to register the domain. And I explained to him what that was, and he understood that completely. But what he couldn't understand was that it costs money to do that. And then I said, well, registering your domain name is one thing, but then you have to get a server, a web hosting service. And I explained that's like an ongoing expense, that it's, you know, I've seen the minimum of like $6.95 a month, but some plans, like mine, is much more expensive, and you have to pay up front what like the one I use for my blog is, God, I can't think of the name of it now, but anyway, I paid like 3 years ahead of time so that I wouldn't have to pay it, and they don't even do monthly billing anyway, so... But anyway, so he's like, oh, so none of this is free? And I'm like, no, Daddy, wake up and join the 21st century. But so he was discouraged that it was going to cost him money to make money. And I even, you know, tried to explain to him that even with the ads on your site, if you don't generate the traffic to your site, you're going to end up spending more money than you're making. And I told him, I said, I don't do those ad things at all because it's just, I don't think it's worth it. I don't think you make enough money with it. Plus, I don't think my sites generate enough traffic who would actually click on the ads to do it. So anyway, as I was saying, he got discouraged with the whole website thing and moved on to something else. Well, okay, now here's the other thing. My father, okay, so this podcast is just all about my father. That's fine. Yeah, I hope you're not bored to tears with these little stories about my dad. But anyway... So the later in the week, he gets turned on to something else. My father has collected like vinyl albums. For those of you who don't know what those are, those are the records from the everything prior to CDs. Anyway, so he's got tons of these records that he wants to transfer onto CD. And to do that, he wants to run them through a mixer that has the... like a meter that shows the volume, because he says that when they recorded the record, one the left channel was lower than the right channel. He wants to be able to correct it. So anyway, we did this. I got the laptop out again, and we're doing the searches on Google and searches on eBay, and he can't find what he's wanting. Then he explains to me, well, I know that there's software out there that can do it. And I said, well, software, I think I know what you're talking about. Have you thought about Audacity? He's like, I don't even know what that is. So we go to the Audacity website, and he reads a little bit, and he goes, yeah, this sounds like what I'm talking about. Let's download it. Well, on his computer, with dial-up, it was going to take like 43 minutes or something like that. And I said, wait a minute. I'll start the MacBook up in the Windows operating system, because he has a PC, of course. I said, I'll start it up in Windows, and then I'll use Internet Explorer, and I'll download it for you, and I'll just put it on a CD, and you can put it on your computer. So... He goes ahead and clicks download, and it says 43 minutes or something like that. On my computer, I click it, and the thing downloads in like 45 seconds or a minute or something like that with the high speed. So in the time that he's sitting there, I have downloaded the program, installed it on Windows, started up the program, and I'm now waiting for him to tell me what he wants to do with it. He was absolutely shocked and amazed at how fast it was. And I'm like, get broadband. Well, he really can't afford broadband because he's on a limited budget. So he said, plus he doesn't use the internet all that much. So he's just going to stick with his dial-up, which, you know, that's fine. But I'm not going to do it when I'm there. So anyway, he was just amazed at that and how fast the... broadband connection through the laptop is able to do all that. And he got the program he wanted. He thinks he's going to be able to do it in Audacity, so he's very pleased with that. Now, the other thing that, I was saying that I had two videos to show you. Well, the other video is of these blue jays that land on my father's deck and eat these peanuts. Now, that doesn't sound like that's a big thing, but my father, like me, I should say, I am like my father in that we don't smoke in our house. He's a smoker too. So he goes outside on the deck and smokes. Well, every morning he takes this big bowl of peanuts out with him. And while he's sitting there smoking, he will put a couple of peanuts right on the table right in front of him. And there must be, I don't know, 10, 8 or 10 blue jays that fly around his house. And they will land on the rail of the deck. Then they will jump from the railing to the chair, and then from the chair to the table, pick up a peanut and fly away, all while he's sitting within like 18 inches from these birds. He has been feeding these birds for years now. And I think I mentioned this last year when we went, but this year I went ahead and set up my video camera. For when I was out there with him, I think they were scared. They weren't coming over to the table. They would land on the deck railing, and so my father, they would like walk back and forth, and they wouldn't come over to the table. So my father was throwing the peanuts over onto the deck, and they would fly down and pick them up and fly away. But so I think I was scaring them away because I wasn't what they're used to. So what I did was, while my father was sitting out there, I set up the video camera, and let it run for like an hour while he's out there, and I got several shots of these birds, these blue jays, landing on the railing, jumping over to the chair, and then jumping over the table to get the peanuts. And then a little later in the video, my father put out this little, I don't know, it's like a plastic lid for something, for like a butter tub or something, with peanuts and stuff already shelled in there. And the birds were like sitting there pecking at the nuts and stuff. So anyway, later this week I have another video to show of the blue jays eating the peanuts. So that was very interesting. I just have to get that done. I just have to get it edited. And let's see what else. My father's deaf. He drinks a lot of coffee. Here's the other thing. Well, not the other thing, but one more thing. When I was talking about the heat of of his house, well, as I told you, like Thursday night into Friday, the heat broke and the humidity went down. But that night we left the air conditioning on cool. Well, next morning when I got up and saw him sitting at the kitchen table reading the newspaper, he had long pants on and a sweatshirt on. And it had only gotten down to like 70 degrees. And I'm like, "Are you cold?" He's like, "Yeah, it's a little chilly. It's like 75 degrees or 72 degrees outside." I'm like, "That's not cold. That's very comfortable." So anyway, but now I didn't even talk about the whole wine trip. The boyfriend and I, as I said, we went to 14 wineries, and at two wineries there were a whole bunch of hotties, like hot guys there, and so it was fun to look at them. I'm trying to think. Nothing really remarkable went on, except that I totally screwed up the directions. Oh, you know what? Here's the thing. I say I screwed up the directions for Sunday, but I think I mentioned on the podcast last week before the boyfriend and I left that I went out and bought a portable navigation system. It's called TomTom Go. And I went ahead and programmed it with all the addresses of all the wineries. Because in the years, not years past, every time we would go to a winery, I would get on MapQuest and I would do directions from my house to the wineries or from his house to the wineries. And it would be a big pain in the butt if we decided we were going to go to another winery. Then I wouldn't have the directions for it and I wouldn't know how to get there. Because these are all out in the country. So this time I programmed in all of the addresses of the wineries. And each day, it was such a breeze. I would just tap on the screen and it'd say, and click on, or tap on Navigate to, and choose the address. And it totally programmed from where we are, because it's GPS. It's a GPS navigation system. It would tell us exactly where to go. And then the next stop, I would just click on Navigate to. So the whole time, we didn't have to fool with directions or anything. And this navigation system has one of those suction cups and it attaches to your windshield. And it is the greatest thing. Even though I paid an outrageous amount for it, I know I could have gotten a cheaper one, but I went with the $800 one. But you know, even so, at $800, that's still cheaper than the $2,000 option on my car. So I think that was fine. But anyway, I was going to say that it totally paid for itself, because over the 5 days, 4 out of the 5 days, it worked flawlessly and got us where we needed to go. However, as I was saying, for Sunday's winery visits on the way home, the addresses of these wineries were not in the maps. So like the closest they could get you is a cross street. Well, that wasn't good enough, and we got lost twice going to these wineries. And then I didn't read the hours of the wineries. 2 of the wineries were closed, so the boyfriend wasn't too happy with that. But then we ended up going to 2 other wineries and totally made up for it. And took the laptop to the second one and wrote the first 2 articles for our wine blog about our trip. So it was very successful. We had a great time. I'm glad to be back, though. Oh, yeah, and here's an update on the wet carpeting. When I came back, nothing had been done in my house. The blowers and the dehumidifier were taken out, but the carpet was not put back in place. The padding was not done. But there was a notice under my door saying that they are coming today to replace the padding, put the carpeting back, and clean the carpets. So they are planning to clean the carpet. So I have a feeling that it may go back to normal. And in this notice, it said, because it was addressed to all the owners who had water damage, that we have to contact our own insurance companies if we have further damage than what was done that, you know, couldn't be fixed by this company. So I will have an update on that another day, I'm sure. Anyway, this is going a little long, and I should stop. So, boys and girls, I hope you didn't mind that discussion, all that talk about my father, but he is quite a unique individual. And as the boyfriend noted, I am turning into my father, you know, being set in my ways. Oh, you know, and I'll have more stories about my father, because I just thought of a couple of things I could tell you, but I'm not going to tell them right now. Anyway, so I hope you had a great Monday, or you're going to have a great Monday, or you're having a great Monday. And tune in tomorrow for another episode of Archer Radio. So, boys and girls, until... Oh, you know what? Thank you for everybody for sending all those emails while I was gone. Vincent, our listener in Malaysia, sent me some wonderfully funny things. Thank you, Vincent. I'm trying to think who else we heard from. Well, anyway, thank you for everybody for sending all those messages. I appreciate it. All right, boys and girls, until next time. Bye. Archer Radio.